Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What do you make? What do we make? Of a couple of things happening at the same time, the lawsuit against Fox by that voting machine company,
Dominion,
and the communications with the hosts and Murdoch and everything that are coming out, at the same time that Tucker Carlson is starting to release his trove of videos that were given to him by Kevin McCarthy, 40,000 hours, is that what he said? It can't be that many, can it?
I heard it described as thousands of hours, but I don't know how many thousands.
That's what he said yesterday in one of our clips. Was it 4,000 or 40,000? Either one's an extraordinary amount of video for something that lasts a couple hours. But they had security cameras all over the place, you know, running full time. And, you know, quite a few hours of those videos you saw, but quite a few. Obviously, the vast majority of you did not. And Tucker's starting to roll those out. And he's making an argument, and there's quite a bit of pushback. At the same time that we've got out today, that what was the exact quote about what Tucker Carlson said about Trump, that he hates that guy?
Hates him with a passion. I can tell you precisely what was going on. I can tell you what's going on now. It's utterly clear to me, and I have 100% confidence. You know, we can get to that if you want. It's obvious what's going on.
Well, we should all stay tuned then.
The wife just texted and said, if you jump on the bandwagon of a certain sports team, they're going to start losing, so stop it. Don't. You are the cooler. Everybody knows that about you. Sorry, referring back to a conversation a while back.
I have done that a few times in my life, yes. I decide to root for a team, and then all of a sudden, you know, their star player waves
breaks
a gun.
Breaks both legs in a stepping off the curb accident.
Or waves a gun at a strip club or whatever.
Yeah, the cooler. Anyway, where were we? Ah, yes, Fox News. So we can talk about that later.
Okay.
I will tell you one galling part about it. I am willing to go there.
Joe's galled.
I am a truth teller, and I will tell the truth, but it is galling that whatever level of dishonesty was going on at Fox News to please their core viewers, while that is being examined, scrutinized, and discussed, the same actions and worse over a longer period of time at the New York Times and the Washington Post, all the alphabet networks, and CNN and MSNBC, and everybody's like, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. So, again, I don't mind telling the truth about that, but the utter lack of interest in by the left-wing news outlets about each other's lies, deceit, and pandering and the rest of it renders their, my-ing at Fox News just a load of crap.
Yeah, there's a clip of Rachel Maddow floating around. It's real. I looked into it. It's not, like, forged or anything like that. Of her being on the air talking about how, get the vaccine. It prevents you from catching COVID, and it will keep you from spreading COVID. I would like to know, did she know the truth about that when she was saying that on the air? Or a lot of other hosts about a variety of things? Or, obviously, the whole Russia investigation. At what point, didn't you at some point start to think, is there anything to this? Because they keep promising stuff and nothing ever happens.
Adam Schiff has just made his 15th mysterious half-revelation. At what point do we get the other half?
You're going to tell me there were no hosts, Rachel Maddow or anybody else, at some point saying, Hey, this Michael Avenatti seems like a real whack job to me.
Right.
A
greased weasel.
Well, if you grease your weasel, you can get it through a smaller hole, so that's the advantage. And here's one interesting thing. It didn't even occur to me until I heard it today. One of the reasons there are so many text messages and emails behind the scenes at Fox was the COVID situation. Because COVID hit, people were communicating a lot more through text and email than they otherwise would have been. You know, you'd have been talking to people in the halls or, you know, going into your boss's office and saying this sort of stuff. But there's a lot more of it in print than normally is.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. So are we going to talk about that later or now or what?
I think later. Make people wait. Let it simmer on the stove, you know.
Well, don't say that. That's the part you don't say out loud, you fool.
Oh, jeez. That was a mistake.
Did you do cocaine before the show or something? You need to settle down. Settle down. Close the curtain. We need to have a team meeting. Anyway. So the Nord Stream pipeline explosion. You remember that? Back when Russia jumped ugly on Ukraine or was about to. What was the timing precisely? I don't really remember. It was 2 days before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. There you go. Right there in the article. Thank you, Wall Street Journal. The Nord Stream pipeline went kerblooey, and it had to stop pumping oil for a while. And the story from the Biden administration initially was that Russia had done it itself. And I've got to admit, I couldn't really wrap my head around why that was a good idea unless they wanted to do a false flag operation and get sympathy or something. Again, I couldn't find that thread.
So,
and sometimes even when I disagree with something, I think, okay, I understand the argument and it's interesting, but I never even got that very well.
So it was a pipeline that was going to help make Russia a lot of money, right? By getting their natural gas to various places in Europe.
And to continue Europe's dependence on Russia, which cannot be overlooked.
And a lot of people were arguing long before the Ukrainian war that that's a terrible idea. You don't want to be dependent on a thug, an unstable kleptocracy.
Donald J. was hardcore about that, trying to convince old Angela Merkel it was a terrible idea.
But the Germans, because they're greedy and short-sighted, were all about being completely reliant on Russia for their energy. So Nord Stream was a good thing for Russia. So when it blew up, yeah, it seemed hard to imagine that they would blow up their own, you know, ticket to wealth unless they were going to try to claim that the Ukrainians had done it.
Well, right. And then, you know, it seems to me it was about a month ago or so, your, like, alterna-right media was stating beyond a reasonable doubt that Biden did it. Biden blew it up.
Tucker,
it was the U.S. that blew it up.
Speaking of Tucker Carlson, he was making that argument, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, that nobody has any evidence really significant that happened. Just the usual stuff. And I don't even want to get into it. And then the New York Times this week cited anonymous intelligence sources. And the New York Times is as ravenous and hungry as a dog that hasn't been fed for 3 days. If you offer them an anonymous intelligence source, they'll leap at it, snarling and snapping, and then print it later that day. But the New York Times cited anonymous intelligence sources suggesting that pro-Ukrainian actors were behind the blasts, which I could certainly see. It's just not out of the realm of possibility. The Wall Street Journal says they have not been able to verify that report. Germany, Sweden, and Denmark are conducting their own investigations into the explosions. The Kremlin rejected the poor reports, obviously. Ukrainian officials have, for their part, strenuously denied any involvement. And now, who was it? I think Germany is looking at pro-Ukrainian Russian groups, and they have a boat of interest that was rented the day before and the day of the explosions that they think may have been involved in it, but nobody's really sure.
A boat of interest.
Yes.
First time I've ever heard that term.
I kind of made it up.
Okay.
But, yeah, so nobody's sure. All the stories are floating around. Everybody expresses 100% certainty of their version of it. Whenever, you know, it's funny. There got to be a couple of different personality types in the world. Maybe more than two.
I think there are two. Only two.
I feel very uncomfortable when people express 100% certainty. I think, all right, I'm getting sold.
Mm.
If you come at it like there's no weakness in your argument at all, and it's a controversial subject or a subject it's difficult to know the truth, I think I'm getting sold.
Yeah,
so but like, some people love it. Some people want it.
If somebody called it a slam dunk as we come up on the 20-year anniversary of the launch of the war in Iraq?
Yeah, for instance.
Well, this sort of thing has happened throughout history a number of times, right? Remember the Maine was actually us or one of those. Gulf of Tonkin, one of
right.
those. Yeah.
Vietnam. Yeah, yeah. False flag operations happen. And then on the other side, there are people who are Dale Gribble from King of the Hill types who see a stealth helicopter behind every, farm silo who believe everything's a false flag operation every single time. No, sometimes hostile powers do hostile things to their opponents. But anyway, nobody's sure what's going on. Bunch of different stories kicking around.
Does it matter at this point? It mattered at the time. I mean, if they had caught Ukrainians blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, that could have had an effect on the beginning of attitudes this way and that way. But I don't know if it makes any difference now.
No, I think the crowd of Americans who are on Russia's side in the Ukraine-Russia conflict are grasping at that because it's proof that Ukraine is malevolent and evil and Russia is innocent and is merely being attacked.
Right.
I think y'all are completely out of your minds, but, you know, that's okay.
I hate him passionately. That's every other text I get on the text line directed at me. But it's also what Tucker Carlson said about Donald Trump back at the time of January 6th. He said, I can't wait till I can stop covering this guy. I hate him passionately. Does this play any role in the billion-plus lawsuit against Fox News? Is it going to have any effect on journalism going forward? That's what I wonder about. And a number of other angles in this whole thing. And the videos that continue to come out from Tucker Carlson, videos that you hadn't seen about January 6th. I'm looking up the cable news. Everybody's talking about this. And well, tell you one thing Tucker Carlson's good at, getting attention. He's really good at that. But a lot of stuff on the way. Hope you can join us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your home's title still in your name? What would you do if you discovered you're the victim of a home title theft and that the one document that proves you own your home is no longer in your name? With Home Title Lock's free lookup service, you can verify your home is still safely in your name. Thieves can now discover the title to your home online. They simply forge your signature on a transfer document stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home or sell it to some unsuspecting buyer. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you. Home Title Lock does. Home Title Lock puts a virtual shield around your home's title to help keep criminals away. First things first, verify your home's title is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service. There's no obligation. It's absolutely free. Then register your address for 30 free days of protection. Visit HometitleLock.com/free. HometitleLock.com/free.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community.
With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon.
You got Pyro? Yeah.
You're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny. Let's go!
Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart. This spring, only on E!
Can't figure out what's going on there. I mean, Kevin Hart's not a crazy person. He is a fairly family-friendly guy. He's the voice of the rabbit and Pets, for crying out loud.
No.
But Nick Cannon's the musician dude who's famously had like 11 kids or something like that with different women. That's his whole shtick. So it's a contest to see who's the next person to have his baby?
Who's his next baby mama? That's correct.
With Kevin Hart as the host? This can't be real. It's got to be an April Fool's joke or there's a twist I don't see coming. Something's going on there.
Checking his watch, I doubt it's an April Fool's joke.
It can't be as base as it sounds, can it?
It makes Flava of Love with Flava Flav look like Masterpiece Theater. That's disgusting.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to just playfully have a game show and produce a kid.
I'm holding no father. I'm holding out hope that it's something different than what it sounds like. But anyway. We learn more about that, we'll bring it to you.
Well, hope rhymes with dope, Jack.
Wow.
Dope rhymes with cope. It's hard to cope when you're a dope with hope. If Dr. Seuss was really angry, this is what it would sound like. speaking of the modern world and things you take in and all, piece by Asia Grace entitled, I Pretended to Be a 14-Year-Old Boy on TikTok, What I Saw. Holy bejeebers. Oh, my gosh. She writes, I'm a woman in my early 30s, but I recently created profiles for a fake 14-year-old boy named Jaden on TikTok and YouTube. My aim wasn't to use Jaden's profile to interact with other people online, but rather just to see what sort of content the algorithm fed him if he was completely passive.
That's what got my attention, because it's bad enough if your kid goes looking for stuff. But you'd hope that if they're not looking for stuff, they wouldn't come across bad things. Turns out you do.
Within seconds of opening TikTok and YouTube as him, I was bombarded with dizzying streams of videos of girls lip-syncing and twerking in mini shorts. After about a minute, things took a darker turn.
God,
there were 60 seconds in.
I'm a 14-year-old boy. I click on something, and all of a sudden there's hot chicks and tiny little shorts dancing around. You got my attention. I'm on this app a lot from that point on as a 14-year-old boy.
Mega influencers like stuntman turned boxer Logan Paul started popping up. Paul stars in videos along the Sidemen, a popular British YouTube group known for offensive content, and they give some examples. In their Sidemen Tinder and Real Life YouTube series, the men often talk graphically to the women who are invited to their studio to make a potential love connection, but instead of finding Mr. Right, the girls are often pummeled with insults about their physical appearances. The most disturbing video I came across on TikTok, however, featured slow-motion footage of a boy, likely around Jaden's age, in a classroom, standing over a girl and swinging his closed fist toward her face as she recoiled. He was fed another TikTok video stamped with the title, Calling My Girlfriend the B-Word for Her Reaction, featuring a young guy repeatedly barking the biatch epithet at his significant other in the hopes of infuriating her for laughs that he could then post on YouTube.
Yeah.
Similar videos in heavy rotation. Also heard hate speak about killing orphans, hanging black people, mocking Asian accents disguised as dark humor. Andrew Tate, recently detained in Romania for ongoing rape and sex trafficking investigation.
I got my son a smartphone for his birthday yesterday, but we're not having no TikTok on there. No Twitter on there. No Facebook on there. None of that stuff.
As Jaden, it took only 30 minutes on TikTok before I was fed a post of Tate laughing at the thought of stoning a Muslim woman to death for standing up to her husband. A clip titled, Do Women Like Getting Murdered? Shared via an account, blah, 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 appeared on my timeline soon after. Then come the guns and the people talking about, you know, what people with guns talk about online, who they're going to kill and how, and that sort of thing.
It's always the same conversation. So is this, you know, 1955 and parents saying, I watched Ed Sullivan the other night, and Elvis Presley was on there, and the way he was dancing, the children today, they're seeing that, and they're going to start having sex and babies and blah, blah, and it's ridiculous in retrospect. I mean, that was like a real concern. This is different, though, right?
It is. You know, there's an ancient saying, I can't remember who said it, but sometimes a difference in degree is a difference in kind. You know, if I swear at you, if I glare at you, if I even push you or put my finger in your chest, and then I'll escalate up to actually swinging my fist at your head, that's terrible. Let's go a little farther. Now I stab you, now I shoot you. Tell me, stabbing you and shooting you isn't materially different than putting my finger in your chest. It's an incremental increase, but it's a difference in kind.
So the lawsuit against Fox, some of the conversations of Fox hosts behind the scene, the one-sided January 6th hearing that brought us a lot of this, all on the way. If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to court documents, days before January 6th, host Tucker Carlson sent a text message to another Fox employee saying he can't wait until he can stop covering Trump, adding, quote, "I hate him passionately."
Yeah, that's part of the treasure trove of texts and emails that have come out because of this lawsuit that Dominion Voting has against Fox for, is it $1.6 billion?
It's saying an astounding amount of money, yeah.
Damaged our brand, and you were knowingly saying things that were false with an intent to damage us. And I don't know if you have to have both of those to win or one of those. Anyway.
Or a knowledge that they could be damaged by the falsehoods, yeah.
Yeah, so Tucker Carlson, this is before January 6th. This is just after the election. Tucker Carlson texted a colleague that he hated Trump passionately, as you just heard, and rejoiced that they were very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. So, does that mean that, well, what does that mean for the lawsuit?
Well, if you've been following this, you've heard a bunch of different quotes from the Fox host. I think most significantly to the lawsuit, that one was juicy and gossipy. Doesn't necessarily mean much to lawsuit.
Yeah, I feel like that one came out because of the whole videos and things that are happening in the last 48 hours on Tucker's show. I think it has more to do with that than the lawsuit, which we're going to talk about that part here in a minute.
Yeah, and it might be related to that, but again, I just think it's great gossip. Did you hear? He said he totally hates her behind her back. Anyway, but some of the other quotes from Laura Ingraham and Hannity and Tucker, in which they essentially said, yeah, we've looked into it, and Sidney Powell's a crackpot. Rudy's lost his mind. We don't see any significant evidence that the election was stolen. This stuff is all bunk.
Rudy Giuliani, one of the great stories I hope it's written in my lifetime. Was he always a crackpot? Did he turn into a crackpot for money? Did he get old in his mind? What happened with him?
Gosh, I don't know. I can't even guess, because it's a hell of a story. He's a wonderfully effective mayor of the biggest, most important city in America, one of the most important cities in the world.
And then the whole 9/11 thing, obviously.
Right, yeah, yeah, good point. So anyway, you had the hosts virtually unanimously, I'm trying to think if there are any exceptions, calling bull on all of that Stop the Steal stuff. But then, and again, this is my personal opinion. To whatever extent Jack wants to differ, he can.
I strongly disagree.
But I know what I'm talking about. I'm in the business. They who had an opportunity to talk to these people pressed them over and over and over again. You keep saying you have evidence. What is the evidence? And don't give me the 2,000 motels thing or six mules or whatever it was. I guess it was 2,000 Mules. I can't remember the Dinesh D'Souza movie. Give me serious evidence here. And the people couldn't provide it. And they were getting more and more frustrated behind the scenes. And finally came out and said, no, this is bunk. Biden won. They became aware really quickly that a significant percentage of their viewership, which were the most loyal Trump voters who were taking Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani at their words,
because
taking Donald J. and Steve Bannon. I almost said Steve Shannon. Scott Shannon, the L.A. radio legend. No, Steve Bannon. They were taking them all at their words. They believed them. The Fox hosts didn't, but they realized they were pissing off a lot of their viewership who believed this stuff. And so they all got together behind the scenes, and the emails show it in the text, and said, hey, we got to soft pedal this stuff. We can't talk this. We got to shut up.
Well, is this just stuff that came out yesterday, or did Rupert Murdoch actually testify yesterday? But either way.
Came out yesterday.
He said that perhaps Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, went too far. But what he was saying is, look, we were covering the news. The sitting president of the United States was making a case, and we were covering it, which is a decent argument.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. You have to cover that.
We've been complaining for a long time. When did it become okay for in your headline in the New York Times to say president lies about? No, report what the president said and then facts around it and let other people determine whether or not it was a lie. It's not your job to say what's a lie and what's not. Really, most of the time. That's what he's talking about. The Fox was reporting what the president was saying. Now, when you go further to, you know, I wasn't watching Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham at the time, honestly, so I don't know how far they were going.
Yeah, they're very bright people, and so they found ways, and Maria Bartiromo is involved in this, Lou Dobbs, who's no longer with the network, is named, and one or two others, but they very cleverly reported the news in ways that implied that they believed it to be true, even though behind the scenes they were saying that they absolutely do not believe it to be true.
Interestingly,
and what Dominion is quoting is that they essentially were endorsing a point of view that did them damage while knowing it was false.
Interestingly enough, Tucker Carlson, who's become the face of evil for like half of America over the last, you know, months, years, and certainly the last couple of days, he got off the January 6th stolen thing very quickly that week when he offered Sidney Powell the whole show. Come on for the whole show. And when she didn't, he just moved on. He never really talked about it at all. I do watch Tucker every night, and he never really talked about it at all at the time.
The stolen
election part.
Yeah.
Because he clearly didn't believe it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's an interesting conundrum. I do think, as a journalist, you need to figure out what the truth is and go ahead and say it. I would suggest that a lot of the biggest media outlets in America have completely lost their gravitas, their reputation, and their what word am I looking for? Why can I not come up with a word? Maybe it's because I don't go to bed at when I should every damn night.
Yeah, I certainly don't mind any, you know, New York Times, whoever, introducing a story and saying we talked to, you know, Dominion voting systems. They say, no, they did not do that. We asked Fox for any documents showing that they would be true, and they did not provide them. But the
whole
lies in the headline is not the way, at least traditionally, journalism worked.
No, because that
or
puts
Trump
the
lies.
That puts the conclusion out front before you show the strength of your evidence.
Right.
Which I think is unethical. So anyway, you know, it's an interesting conundrum, and this is kind of a look behind the scenes. Yeah, one more point?
Oh, yeah, on this particular thing, I think it's fascinating what it might do to libel law or the press in America. We have the loosest or strictest, depending on how you look at it, I guess, libel laws of anywhere in the world. I mean, you can't get away with close to the stuff that we get away with the United States, like Joe and I saying on the radio about people or things without getting in trouble, like Great Britain, France, you know, name another free country. We have a way wider berth for people getting to say whatever the hell they want than anyone else.
Thank Madison.
Are you an absolutist on this? Or do you think Fox crossed some line to where that should be reined back, including MSNBC having to be a little more careful about how far you go down the road of Donald Trump as an agent of the communists, the Russia, or whatever, without any evidence?
Then laughing behind the scenes because you know it to be false. Right. Yeah. Now, he's a public figure and a politician, so it's a little different. But No, I'm not ready to render a judgment in the Fox trial because I haven't seen all the evidence and I haven't heard the testimony and their defense is decent. Look, it's newsworthy to report on this stuff. You're saying we hinted it might be true. Well, you're allowed to be wrong. You're just not allowed to be knowingly damaging speaking falsehoods. And that's a tough thing to prove.
Yeah. Most of the time it's impossible. This is a very unique situation where you've got these emails and texts, as I mentioned earlier, mostly because of the pandemic. There was way more communication going on than you would ever put in print normally. You'd have these conversations in the boss's office or something like that. So but usually you wouldn't have this information, so it'd be impossible to get to the motive or whatever. But like some of my favorite pundits that I'm kind of surprised at this, you said he's a public figure. Think we go way too far down the line of a public figure you can say anything. Like I mentioned, Kevin Williamson, who got fired by The Atlantic, that whole story, if you know it or don't. He thinks Sarah Palin should have won against the New York Times. The idea that you can just say anything about a public figure, we go too far with. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a really interesting area of the law. Absolutely no doubt.
If Fox gets nailed for like $1 billion, though. I was watching MSNBC this morning. Now, of course, they lean way toward the side of Fox is evil and we're real journalists. But
that's hilarious.
I know it. I know it is. It really is. But their lawyer was saying they're surprised, given these emails and texts that are out there, that there hasn't been a settlement yet, that there hasn't been, Fox hasn't come to him and said, okay, we'll give you $500 million and this is over. What do you think? Are they going to fight it clear to the end?
Maybe. The $1.6 billion is fairly ridiculous. That amount. I've read some pretty good analysis talking about Dominion's, their cash flow and their value as a company and the rest of it. And there's no way you can justify that amount. So if they settle, it'll be a tiny fraction of that just on that topic. But one more point I wanted to make, and it's kind of a behind the scenes discussion, because we've dealt with these questions. We here at the Armstrong and Getty Show about the, you know, Stop the Steal stuff and January 6th and the rest of it. I'll give you the very short version of it. During the entirety of Trump's run for presidency and the presidency and his presidency, it was impossible for him to get to a fair shake, to get a fair shake. I'm sorry. It was impossible to get fair coverage of him in the massive legacy media. I mean, he was done so bad, so wrong, so unfairly for so long. His supporters and sympathizers got extremely defensive.
Yeah, Bob Woodward said that. He's never seen the president treated this unfairly in the press.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good example. Thank you. And so those of us who, you know, lean, you know, in a lot of ways in favor of Trump's policies and love the judges and the rest of it, might have problems with his him personally or the way his weaknesses as a president and a candidate. We'll just leave it at that. You know, we might want to, and Fox News clearly wanted to, say, hey, a lot of this stolen election stuff is not true. It's bunk. But we're going to so enrage our listeners because it's so tribal and so hot right now. Everybody is so fired up right now. We don't want to lose our entire viewership or listenership because then we're out of business. Then we can't communicate with people at all. What have we done? It's like, you know, you scream at your kid one too many times and they tune you out. You've got to avoid that. And so they were trying to keep their business afloat and afraid that if they spoke unfiltered truth the way they saw it, they'd be out of business.
Right. So it's a different degree, which is part of the problem with this tribal thing, is everybody keeps taking it a little bit further back and forth. You react, then they react, then we go further down the road. But MSNBC, or almost all of your major media, for years, their viewers and listeners were under the impression that Trump is not going to serve out his term. I mean, it's just a matter of time before he's indicted and booted out of office.
Hell, a matter of days.
Right, exactly. from before he even was sworn in. Act like just days. Remember when Saturday Night Live had that bit where I think Robert De Niro was on there doing his Mueller thing and everything like that, where they had to sit Hillary down and say, He's probably going to stay in office. He's going to serve out his term. It was just shocking. Well, those of us who weren't Trump-hating at the time, we weren't shocked by that at all. But it was shocking to the audience of a lot of media that, wait, I've been told every day that it's just a matter of time before we nail him for being a stooge of puppet of Putin and blah, 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 stolen election. Mm-hmm. That was all crap.
Right, but it was presented with 100% confidence that it was true.
Night after night.
As if it was true.
For years.
Well, and I hasten to remind you that while conservative media might have been struggling with exactly how to present some stories that might offend some of their viewers slash listeners, over on the left, the New York Times forced out a highly respected editor for allowing a sitting U.S. senator to offer a very sober editorial. Because it so stunned and angered their readers that a conservative voice was even heard that they had to quickly kowtow to their viewers. I'm sorry, their readers. So the left has set Olympian records of this sort of thing. It just hasn't had the spotlight shown on it like the Fox thing has. So, you know, I want to be fair to the good folks at Fox who are in a difficult position. The left does it like crazy.
Oh, I hate that this happened because it gives so much more ammunition to the side that doesn't treat Fox like it's a news organization. I hate that. I hate that.
Well, and I want to point out that Brett Baer and the hard news people at Fox, as opposed to the opinion people, and there's certainly a role for both of them, the news people were being very, very fair about this stuff.
So, also Fox, but different topic, Tucker Carlson airing footage you hadn't seen from January 6th, the way that whole thing goes down, what's being left out of this conversation from Andy McCarthy in the National Review, it's a pretty good column, we'll hit you with some of that stuff. Democracy hanging by a thread. Give me a break, he says. Stay tuned for that.
I don't watch the news.
Good idea.
Armstrong and Getty.
Just when you thought your sleep couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0.
When Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he is using a new technology.
The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature-regulating thread.
The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over during the night.
The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free for a limited time with promo code Getty.
The MyPillow 2.0 is made with temperature-regulating technology, 100% made in the USA. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Special Square to get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0.
It's time you see for yourself how great this new pillow really is. Enter the promo code Getty or call 1-800-666-1205 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring unlimited marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 323232.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors.
From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate. And enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I don't think I've ever seen an anchor treat the American people and American democracy with such disdain.
I have.
And he's going to come back tonight with another segment. Fox News should tell him not to. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie.
Nice job with the Tucker laugh. So that was the leader of the freaking U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, which, you know, that's a pretty big position.
Do not let Tucker Carlson go on the air. So you know the story, I assume. Kevin McCarthy gave Tucker Carlson all the remaining footage from January 6th. Tucker has been going through it for a couple of weeks, and he aired the other night a whole bunch of stuff with people milling around peacefully and all that sort of stuff. He over-egged the pudding, in my estimation, and trying to pretend that's all it was. But there was a lot of that happening mm-hmm. that day. Everybody that was at the Capitol is not, you know, a secessionist or something. Interestingly enough, we got this text because I did watch Tucker last night, expecting to see more videos and didn't see him. Did y'all happen to watch Tucker last night? It seemed so odd that he ran such a long promo for his interview with Russell Brand. No more Capitol video? I wonder if Chuck Schumer actually got his wish and Rupert Mark told him to lay off. Well, I don't think that happened. I don't think anybody at Fox is telling Tucker Carlson what to do, as he's currently the most watched show.
I know on Brett Baer's show, Special Report, they tried their best to express that let's all take a fair-minded view at all this stuff, please. Yes. Stop throwing narratives back and forth.
Fox reporter Chad Pergram on Brett Baer's show yesterday said the feds have arrested 999 defendants connected to the riot. 106 were charged with using deadly weapons. They assaulted 140 police officers, some so badly they'll never return to work. I think that was written in such a way as to be a response to Tucker's videos.
Kinda I would agree completely. Yeah.
From a different show. We're going to run out of time, aren't we, Michael? How much time have I got?
Got 1 minute.
That's just not enough
time.
That's just not enough time. I'll have to get to this National Review piece maybe an hour or three at some point. Mostly Andy McCarthy pushing back at the idea that democracy was ever hanging by a thread. Quit using the term insurrection. It was a riot. Everything happened the way it was supposed to happen just a couple hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down, everyone. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. But we didn't almost lose our country on January 6th. There was zero chance we were going to lose our country on January 6th.
Well, you're not doing any good in ginning up Democratic votes there, Jack.
And I hope that never happens again. It was horrible.
Right. Yeah. People are hurling narratives at each other as opposed to trying to understand what actually happened in all its complexity. So you get one narrative, stands out there unopposed for a long time. Tucker throws out the counter-narrative. All right, great. Where are we?
So if you miss an hour of the show, you can get it in podcast form, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.